On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Huh, I'm seeing that Trent Grisham just accepted his $22 million qualifying offer from the Yankees. You might want to check Sal's pulse on that. I don't know. Is there anything to say about it? It's okay. I don't know. Is it that good?
Imagine needing to accept anything that's worth $22 million.
Fine, I'll take the $22 million.
All right, I guess I'll live with it.
Yeah. Stop calling me.
So persecuted.
Trent Grisham. Actually, you know what? I have something else for Sal, and I don't know if he's going to enjoy this or hate me for it.
Oh,
but
boy.
Sal, have you thought about Week 18 Sunday Night Football flex options yet?
Oh, not for a while yet. I did think about it maybe earlier this year a little bit, but I haven't, and probably because I never considered the Bills to be
right
one of the options, as opposed to a couple of years ago when we were trending towards maybe the Bills and Dolphins, and it ultimately did happen.
Right. A couple times recently, there hasn't been a great game for it. Like sometimes there is an obvious game, division, championship, loser, Indianapolis, Houston. Maybe that was a Saturday, but losers out, winners in, one of those kind of games. But you're going to like this year. Since you haven't thought about it, I'll take this opportunity to tell you, I think you're going to like this year. So
four
possibilities at least that will work for Sunday night, the final week of the season. Lions-Bears could end up being big. Seattle-San Francisco.
They were in this game last year, Lions, right? That was
the Lions and the Vikings.
Them and the Vikings. Right.
Seattle-San Francisco, I don't know if we want this, but they're a half game apart for the division lead. Tampa Bay-Carolina, maybe by default, could end up being that game. And Pittsburgh-Baltimore, which would be the sexiest if it comes down to, like, winner of that game wins that division, loser is out of the playoffs. That'd be good.
Sexy, except how
except
does
it'll be 16-15.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yes. How does 18-15 come off sexy?
Yes.
Yeah.
So right. I don't think it's going to be a year. Well, you never know. It could change. But right as of now, Sal, it's not a year where, you know, we're going to have to force something into that spot.
No, I like that. There's definitely some good options there. I think most, you know, appealing would be either Baltimore, Pittsburgh, or the Lions and Bears. I mean, yeah, Seattle and San Fran would be okay. I mean, nothing wrong with that, but I like the other two options a little bit better than that. I think that Pittsburgh thing is really interesting because what's happening now with Rodgers, the Ravens are obviously much better now. They're healthier, and they're a game back, and they play each other twice. So the thing I'm thinking about more and more lately is the Bills as the 5 seed traveling to Baltimore as the 4 seed in round one.
Yeah. I mean, not crazy at all.
No.
To think that could happen.
What a hell of a prize that would be.
That AFC North
is
quite likely right now to be the 4. I mean, the other division leaders all have 2 losses. And Baltimore wins against the Jets and Pittsburgh loses to the Bears. Baltimore's in first at 6-5. So there's a pretty good chance that division winner will be the 4. And we'll see how the rest of it falls.
Unless the Colts start falling off here, and they do play the Chiefs this week, and they have a tough schedule coming up. And I could see the Ravens especially here, I would say, the north winter catching them if they were to fall like that.
What about the Bills in this, Sal? I mean, of course, it's New England first to think about, but Indianapolis, New England, Denver. Denver plays the Chiefs again. The Colts play the Chiefs Sunday. And, you know, the Patriots play the Bills and the Ravens. I mean, we could have a year where four or five losses, well, at least four, ends up on top of the conference, right? And if you're the Bills, like, that's what you're hoping for.
Yeah, I mean, except the fact that it looks like the Patriots are, you know, poised to have a really great opportunity to get that one seed, even with all of that happening because of their schedule. I mean, this week they obviously get now no Burrow, no Henderson, and no Jamar Chase they have to go against, right? So even a loss there that you thought maybe could happen is going to be a little bit more difficult. I mean, the Jets will maybe even be a tougher out with Tyrod playing, and they did play them tough, so you never know there. Maybe Miami at the end of the year, they can sneak up because we've seen that happen. And, you know, Miami's playing a little bit better now. But you can't count on the Patriots losing any games here. And even if the Bills do beat them head-to-head, they need one more loss. The Bills need to kind of, you know, win out basically in that scenario. They still have to have one more win than them, I guess, because of the division record, unless they were to drop a division game, like I said. So I agree, but it's the Patriots are the fly in the ointment here, Mike. And, you know, it just looks like a very tough climb for them to have to falter off, not for the Bills to have to necessarily win, but for the Patriots to, you know, fall out of that spot, even with the loss to the Bills.
Are we thinking that they're that good? Right. Yeah. I mean, that's been the point the whole time with New England. Like, are they good enough to just beat everybody? And so far, they kind of have. They've won eight games in a row. By the way, Bulldog, I did the thing yesterday I was critical of other people doing, and that's not a good way to be in life.
Uh-huh.
If you're the Bills, you would want X. Like, okay. You know, Sal is not the Bills. I should have known that when I phrased the point that way.
Don't be too hard on yourself.
Yes.
No. But I'm glad you brought that up. It reminded me of something. Sunday, watching the Chiefs and Broncos, and, you know, it was, well, who do you want to win that game if you're the Bills?
Uh-huh.
Because Max says to me, don't we want the Chiefs to win? And I'm like, well, you could make that argument. And I think I'll go back to what I said to you guys a couple weeks ago. I think no matter who won that game, you just want them to split. I think that's the way to go about it. It didn't matter who wins the first game. You want the other team to win the second game without knowing anything yet. Now we have more information we can base that on. But I think the point would be, if you think the Bills have a chance, Mike, as you lay out, to maybe get a one seed, you're going to need Denver to lose. That might need to be to Kansas City. And now that's okay, since they already beat Kansas City one time, to keep them down a little bit lower.
Because I had a really hard time with hard. I mean, I'm sitting in my couch drinking a beer watching the game. So, I mean, but I was kind of tangled up about it because I remember one of the things I was happiest about when the Bills beat the Chiefs a few weeks ago was like, okay, I kept them from getting another win, and now I can, with a clear conscience, root for them to beat Denver. And then the game starts, and you know what I found out?
No way.
I can't do it. It's really hard for me to do. Like, I just, everything that was happening in the game, my natural reaction was, you know, good for Denver, bad for the Chiefs. That's getting the reaction. And I thought objectively that was not what I wanted to do, but I couldn't control myself.
Agreed.
Makes sense.
So hopefully when they meet again, I can be what's best for the Bills. This is what I want, even though it's really challenging.
Yeah, you can't really sometimes in life just choose. It chooses you.
Right.
Who you want.
This is what we need to happen. I need this to happen. Even though I don't like it, I need it.
So, Sal, what today is new in injuries?
Only one thing, and that is Fedarian Mathis was limited. Everybody else is pretty much the exact same as yesterday. I think it's exactly the same as yesterday. But that's it. And, you know, McDermott said beforehand when we talked, he said it'll be a walkthrough again, or he said it's a walkthrough again. It was probably a little more than a walkthrough. In fact, I will say that we generally don't get to watch walkthroughs, but we were able to watch practice. So I think they did more than an actual walkthrough, but I think the team kind of treated it like a walkthrough, you know what I mean? Because they're not going real hard with a game just coming up after on the heels of this last game and so many guys banged up especially. But Fedarian Mathis, defensive tackle, he was limited today. Even after McDermott said he wouldn't practice, he was listed as limited.
So no Samuel again, no Hardman again. I mean, it's the game is in 2 days. They fly tomorrow, you fly tomorrow, and then the game, you know, these short weeks, they come at you fast. With two receivers not practicing yet this week, I might want to lean towards them both missing this game. And how wide does that swing the door open, if at all, in your opinion, for Keon Coleman to get back in the lineup?
We should also mention no Shakir for 2 days.
Oh, right.
Reasons. Yep. So you hope that everything's okay there. I wouldn't have any reason to believe it's not. But you hope everything's okay there. Let's just assume it is, and he plays. Because if that's not the case, then certainly you're going to need Keon Coleman to play. But I was going through this exact same exercise with our buddy Josh Reed while we were waiting to get in, and I'm like, let's go through the numbers. Like, who's going to play, who's not? I think this really, a lot of it depends on how they view Hardman as an actual receiving option versus just a returner, because today they re-signed Brandon Codrington to the practice squad. That's an indication to me that they would elevate him to just be the returner for this game. So now you don't have to count Hardman as a receiver anyway, even though he did get on the field in that capacity. Now, that said, I think it's just a straight-up switch, Elijah Moore for Curtis Samuel. I mean, that seems kind of the way they played it this year anyway.
They've taken turns,
Yeah, right? So I don't think that should really impact. Now, Gabe Davis already has one elevation. He only gets three. You could decide to elevate him again. And after last week's performance and the way the offense worked, I don't know why you want to do anything differently. Like, you know, so I would think that maybe that is the case. That said, also about Gabe Davis, after everything, him rehabbing and going through everything he did to make sure he's healthy and he coming off a game 4 days later, you know, we don't have that information on how they feel that he came out of it to, you know, conditioning wise, health wise. Right. Not to say that there's any concern there, but you just know how these teams think and how they want to make sure they manage these guys. So I do think there's a chance that Keon Coleman could play. I just don't know what the mechanism would be for how the roster would work to make that happen.
Yeah. I sort of wonder on Davis, Sal, whether, first of all, whether he's ready to play a game so soon after making his debut after all that time off is one thing. If he is, I wonder if the Bills want to see how he comes through that before making a decision to actually sign him to the roster. You know, because a lot of people might just say, like, why not just sign him to the roster? He, you know who he is. You trust him. But his health has been a problem, and this is a quick turnaround. If he comes through, like, if he gets cleared, you know, he's okay to play Thursday in Houston and comes through that okay, then I think it's time to put him on the roster. And that's just my guess, because you don't want to do that and then have him get hurt anyway, and then you just, you know, you're just wasting, you know, just, it's paper, but whatever. I think they would wait until he gets through another week.
I agree, but I also don't know it's too soon to do that, because you would have one more elevation remaining you could still use.
Right.
You know, because if you do that, you gotta release
somebody else, right?
And I don't know where that comes from right now, unless you're releasing Samuel or Moore. I don't think it'd be Tyrell Shavers at this point for what he's offering you in, you know, two phases of the game, basically. You could put Mecole Hardman on IR if it's that bad. It didn't seem that way in the locker room, guys. Like, we talked to him after the game, and I think I told you this the other day. I said, did you not play because you put the ball on the ground or because of the injury? And he kind of just shrugged off putting the ball on the ground. Like, no, that's because of the injury. But he then, like, yeah, we'll see how it goes this week. Didn't seem like anything, but you never know, right? He just came back. He's had injury concerns before. It's a calf injury. Like, if they feel they have to put him on IR, then that does open a roster spot for a guy like Gabe Davis, but you also don't have to rush it with two more elevations remaining.
Right. Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. The Bills visit the Houston Texans Thursday night. Buffalo up to -6 on the spread. 6 and 43.5. The total isn't moving, but the line has moved from 3.5 to 6 in the Bills' direction since Sunday. Some of that is C.J. Stroud, but it had already moved a bit already, you know, before the news. Maybe it was just expected that he'd miss. What do you think of this matchup? The Bills were just there last year, and that was a very difficult day for Allen and their offense, and they certainly could have won that game, but don't in the end. Is Houston a problem for the Bills? Either side of the ball here, Sal, how do you see it?
Yeah, I think Houston's a problem on their defense for any team in this league. They have been. They're averaging 16 points given up a game, less than 17, and 16.89, whatever it is. number one in the league. I mean, you just don't score on this team that much. They have the number one overall points per allowed. They have number one yards allowed. They are, I think, number one against the rush, number three against the pass. I mean, you look at every metric. The only thing they're not, like, top 10 in is sacks per pass attempt. They're 11th in that, I believe. I mean, they do everything really well at all three levels. I would hope the Bills wouldn't struggle like they did last year there, because that was like the ultimate, oh my God, that was terrible looking on offense, and Josh Allen was not good in his numbers. I mean, I don't expect anything like they did against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers either. I think people have to have some expectations here and temper that after watching what the Bills did, because if they were to do that against this team, then, oh my God, like, okay, here we go. Like, let's start going back to what this team was a few years ago on offense, and because this is the type of defense that you're not going to be able to do that to. Now, that said, on the other side of the ball, this Houston Texans offense is without C.J. Stroud, like you said, but with a quarterback in Davis Mills who is not afraid to throw the ball. They trust him. He's thrown the ball close to 90 times, guys, over the last two games. And Nico Collins had a big game last week, and they can hurt you with Nico Collins through the air. What they aren't is the kind of running team that the Bills have faced the last couple of weeks, like the Buccaneers and the Miami Dolphins. They will try to run the ball against the Bills because everybody runs the ball pretty well against the Bills. But the Bills should be able to at least do something better against this team running the ball. And if not, then they're going to have big, big issues.
We talked a little bit about this yesterday, and my first thought on this matchup, as great as that defense is at all three levels, the edge guys get a lot of attention, rightly so. I think that between the two of them, it might be 17 sacks, 9-8, Hunter and Will Anderson. And I don't have, like, my mind's eye, I can't, like, recall. I know it was a rank game from the Bills on offense overall, and Allen's numbers were really bad. But he was only sacked one time in the game there last year. And my first thought on this matchup was, I'm going to trust Deion Dawkins and Spencer Brown. Like, I am excellent on my line overall, and especially at those tackle positions. Like, I'm not expecting them to pitch a shutout against those dudes, but I don't know that I have to settle for they're just going to wreck my game, because it's, to me, that's a strength-on-strength matchup.
Yeah, I get it. Totally. I think, though, the Bills have had some issues against teams with exotic pressures this year and where they're coming from. And these guys are – this is a team. This is a Houston Texans defense that's just very physical at the point of attack. They just want to come at you. That's what they do. This is not the same thing as, like, a Todd Bowles defense. It's not all this schematic, you know, really trying to fool you. Mm-hmm. Look at the first series, what happened last week. Here comes an unblocked blitzer. Like, that's not how they make their business. Well, how they make their business is saying, we're just better than you. We're going to straight up beat you. Our guy is better than you. We're going to be physical with you and beat you up throughout the game. And I think in that regard, if the Bills at least know where they're coming from, now you just have to win your one-on-one matchup and get Josh Allen enough time. And for that standpoint, I like it because I like the Bills guys as well. They are missing Petrie, by the way, their safety, who is a very good player for them. He's a key player for them. He's like a Taron Johnson for the Bills. Like, when he's out, you kind of worry about, you know, that, because he plays down the box, he plays a nickel, he plays back in the back end and does a lot for them. So maybe that's an area where if the Bills feel that they can, you know, gain an advantage, you know, in the passing game or even in the run game like that, they can do it. But I think as far as the pass rush is concerned, yeah, I mean, I'm going to trust those guys as well.
Buffalo and Houston, there's a lot of history, not just with the Texans, but also the Oilers before that, all the way back to the 60s. Who would you say has sort of the upper hand all time? The Bills have the comeback win. They have a AFC divisional playoff win in 88 against Houston. Houston has the win. The Texans have the win over the Bills.
19. Yeah.
Both teams have kind of, both cities, I'll say, have taken their turns. You know, it's been a good, long rivalry.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I think back to when you bring up the games, it's funny. It's not just the comeback game. That was a big one. But I remember I was at the first ever playoff game, as I'm sure maybe you guys were too, inside Bridge Stadium. And that was, you know, Tasker causing the fumble on Curtis Duncan. By the way, his college roommate at Northwestern, Curtis Duncan, forces the fumble at the end of the game on the punt. The Bills beat the Oilers in that one too, in the wild card, right? And that was a really good game. There is a lot of history here. It does go back quite a while. So, yeah, it's fun to think about some of those games of the past, even when it wasn't the Texans. But then, of course, the Josh Allen experience in that 2019 game and the Bills, you know, blowing the lead. And that was, a game where I thought the Bills, should have come out of it, should have won. They're probably a little bit too much before their time. The next week, the Texans blow a big lead in Kansas City. Remember that?
Yeah.
They go in the playoffs, and the Kansas City comes back and beats them. But, yeah, interesting history and rivalry between the two.
Who among Bills quarterbacks in the regular season only has the most passing yards against Houston? Against the Texans.
JP Lossman.
Are we going back? Or are we just Texans?
Just the Texans.
JP Lossman.
Season. Ooh, that's a great answer. Did Fitz? Let's see. I'm gonna agree with Bulldog and say JP.
Lossman is right. Two games. His first ever game. Jason Peters catches his first touchdown, and that was not a prolific performance.
No.
But then it's the game with Lee Evans where he hits 280-yarders in the first quarter. That helps.
Oh my God, that was amazing, yeah.
That helps with the stats. It's very close.
And was that the same game that Peerless Price caught the game winner in the back of the end zone?
I think so, yeah. Allen would be the answer if you included the playoff game. He's second anyway in three regular season starts against Houston. Then Bledsoe. It's pretty spread out.
The last time the Bills played in the, well, it was two times before, but they did play Davis Mills a few years ago. And remember that game? It was like in the rain, 41 yes. or 42 to nothing. The Bills beat them, or 40 to nothing, whatever it was.
40 to nothing, I think. My son fancies himself as a Texans fan. I pressed him last night. I really couldn't get him to defend it. I'm not sure it's really still there.
Come on, Dad. I was a little kid.
Yeah, a little bit. But he went to that. That was his first Bills game, and he went with a Texans hat. I wouldn't let him wear Watson. He had a Watson jersey. It's like the only time I've ever told him, no, you can't wear that. And it was Davis Mills. And in the Scott Fishbowl, Bulldog, you'll remember, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Where one of the guys, charity fantasy football draft, one of the guys in the draft decided, my son was volunteering, he was just helping out with stuff at Big Ditch. And he gave his pick to Julius. Like, why don't you make my pick? You're doing a good job here. I don't really care. You do it. And he picked Davis Mills in the first round of that draft.
Careful what you wish for there.
Davis Mills is back in our lives this week. Quickly, Sal, do you think that's a big deal? I know we talked about this a little bit already, that it's Mills and not Stroud.
I mean, I'm a big C.J. Stroud fan, but I recognize he's had a big regression, right? Now, he's had a couple of nice games. But honestly, like, the way he was playing most of this year, I don't know. I mean, Davis Mills can run an offense very effectively. He can throw the ball. I guess at the end of the day, you'd rather face Mills than Stroud. He's a backup for a reason, and Stroud has put together some really nice performances. But I think Davis Mills is very smart. He's played. This will be his third game in a row now where he's played, and he understands where to go with the ball. So yeah, I think it's a big deal from the standpoint of you're missing your starter. But I think that the way CJ Stroud has played, it's not like there's this huge drop off right now.
Very good. Thanks for your time, Sal. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right, guys. You got it.
That is our Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? Yes, Mills has started the last two in a row. He came in relief in the Denver game, which was three games ago now.
Right. And they were way down against Jacksonville. Maybe 29-10 in the fourth and one. 803-0550 for your calls. Bills and Texans Thursday night. Ross Tucker will be at 5 today. Hope to hear from you next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I enjoy playing against good players. I really do. That's why I play this game, to protect my quarterback against good players. That's what makes it fun. I tip my hat to them, to both of those guys, even the inside guys, right? Like Tim Settle is over there. Tim was here. Tim Time. We'll see Tim in 5-1 and 5-5 in a couple days, and we'll get after him.
Tim Time. Coming up on Thursday, Deion Dawkins, Bills and Texans, to follow up on a story we were covering yesterday. Not normal uniforms. Houston all red.
Oh, that's what they're wearing? I thought it was going to be an alternate. I didn't know what that meant. Okay, all red.
I think so. If my sources are accurate, all red.
And the Bills are back in all white again.
All white.
But with the regular helmet, not the standing buffalo, right?
I guess.
They had the standing buffalo against Tampa just now, so I doubt they were. I'm sure they're not wearing it 2 weeks in a row.
And no, they're not. And I have a small problem with the standing buffalo helmet.
Really?
Yes.
Which is?
The blue stripes.
I'm just trying to envision.
Just give me the straight. Just give me the red stripe. You want it to look like it looked in the 60s. Make it look like it looked in the 60s.
There was no blue stripe in the 60s?
Maybe there was. I'm second-guessing myself.
You've been wrong about this before.
I have been wrong about this before. I think red is better. If you have to have stripes, keep it simple.
I have no complaint with the... With that helmet.
I think we're getting all red.
I don't even think I ever... You are so... No stripes are best. So great. Seattle, you love Seattle. Chiefs, right? I swear to God, if I didn't know you, I don't think I would ever think about the stripes. I don't. The only time I think about the stripes on the helmet is when you say what you just said.
Well,
which is funny. Like, it's just how different people are. Like, I love the helmet, and I couldn't even tell you what color the stripes are.
Imagine, though, like the Rams helmet having a stripe.
Well,
doesn't that sound weird?
Well, because
or the Eagles.
The logo is so. A stripe on the Ram helmet would look weird. I agree.
Yes. Philadelphia is another one.
Because of the logo. I don't know that I would mind a stripe on the Eagle helmet necessarily.
Do the Jets have one?
They have. I don't know if they do.
I don't think they do. Just says Jets now.
Yeah, I think that's right. They have had,
Baltimore.
We talked about this one time recently. I remembered like some old helmet of theirs with like white with the big green logo and like two green stripes on it.
Yeah, like the Namath era.
Yeah.
Jet
right,
helmet.
Right.
But they're past that.
Yeah.
They're back to like, they're wearing like an 80s style now.
Yeah, right.
It's time to change it again, probably.
Yeah.
Every few years. Try to recapture that glory.
I suppose I would notice the stripes if they didn't match. Like for some reason that Bill's helmet had like just an orange stripe on it. That would really stand out.
You know, I would hope you
the
would
red
that.
And the blue. I okay, fine.
Okay,
I'm good. Those are your colors. I'm nothing to see here. There's no bizarre like you know. There's no strange hue of blue like in those awful Bledsoe era uniforms. They had like three different blues in the stripes or something. Like it was an atrocity.
That I now think of as the Ross Tucker era because he's often mentioned not being a fan of those uniforms himself. Even wearing them did not really work for him. He'll be on with us at 5. Let's go to Nate here. Hi, Nate.
Hi, guys. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I just wanted to I got to take my my oldest 10-year-old son out to the game here from Nebraska this weekend, and of course, you know, going to the game, going that far, that kind of financial commitment, you know, you don't know what you're going to get. And you know, I remember telling a couple of my friends, like, hey, look, all I want, you know, this is probably his only game, and you know, he's gonna as a kid, he's going to get to. Is, you know, I just want to be standing there at the 2-minute warning, you know, with the game, you know, comfortably enough in hand. And just be there singing, you know, Mr. Brightside with him. And that look in his eyes, man, it was awesome. It was awesome. It was so cool. We don't get out there very often at all. I've only been to one game before. And we got our doors blown off by the Jets back in the 50s. It was really cool. It was just such a cool experience.
Well, awesome. I'm glad you and your son got to share that, you know, especially in the last year of the stadium. Really, really cool.
Yeah, it was really, really neat. I do want to weigh in a little bit on the you know, this seemingly in this game, we kind of took the whole balance thing and threw it out the window. I know it's been on a subject on both morning and your guys' show here and there. And look, can we just not, can we just get away from that? Like,
away from what exactly? What?
The need for balance, you know, like if lean into it, right? Like if you're gonna, you know, like lean into what your strengths are. I grew up in this state where, for example, interestingly enough, the Osborne Huskers had a strength, and it wasn't throwing. And you know, they won 3 national titles on the ground, and somehow they did it. That was a different era of football. But you know, to hell with the balance thing. It seems to me, you know, if they're finding success throwing the ball over the yard like they used to do, that's what I want to watch. And it's certainly more entertaining. And and with this, you know, with Allen being just so incredibly talented, I the concern that I've had for quite some time is that they seem to be really concerned about this thing of having just the right balance. And I just really like to see them kind of flush that down the toilet. But that's all, guys.
Thanks a lot. Where do you live in Nebraska, if I may ask?
I live in Lincoln.
Okay. Been there. Very cool.
Have you? What for?
I had a girlfriend in Nebraska. So, of course he did. But no, I did. And she lived in Minden. And I still remember Tom Osborne, after he retired as the Nebraska coach, going in the booth. He was running for Congress. And Mark Jones was the announcer. And he introduced Osborne as running for Congress in District 3. And Mark Jones said, "What's District 3? And he said, "Omaha is District 1, Lincoln is District 2, and the rest of the state is District 3. And I thought that was kind of funny.
That's great. Yeah, that's great.
Was he right? Yeah, am I right? Is that
he
story?
Was right. You're right.
Good.
You're right. That's exactly right. Yeah. Yep.
Very good.
Those were the days. So.
Thank you. Thank you, Nate.
Yep. Thanks
All right.
for my call. Uh-huh.
Also, Ogallala. You want to know where Ogallala is. Plus, it's a fun name to say. Ogallala.
I want to know where it is.
I think you should.
Well, most
information is
most,
good.
Most people need to need. Do I
no,
need to know?
It's on the Colorado border.
Oh, okay.
All the way All west, right. straight across, you get All to Ogallala.
All right.
Isn't that a great name? Ogallala?
I'm not going to try to say it. But yes, I like how it sounds correctly pronounced.
Do the Bills really spend that much energy touting balance? Or do they just want to run it well? I think maybe that's a buzzword. Maybe it is correct to sort of, maybe you hear that. I really don't catch that so much, I guess, if the Bills are touting balance. But they have been a very good running team. That's not an accident. They wanted to build that.
It
they
has
did.
Served them well, I think.
And in a few games here lately, they haven't been as good at it. And until Sunday, it was getting them beat. You know, like Atlanta and then Miami, quintessentially Miami. But they didn't run it great against the Buccaneers and were able to overcome that, which that's like we've talked about for a couple days. I think that's the team most of us want to see. And I'm not saying that's everybody. And it might not even be the Bills' idea of their best look when it comes down to it in January. But the whole premise here is, when it comes to be January, will they have it right? Will they have enough of what they need? And I think when they run it well, and even when they win, well, I know from talking to fans every day that a lot of people question whether it's going to look like that against the best teams. And then whether they'll have enough of a, you know, big play capacity to beat those good teams.
That's absolutely what anytime a win starts, you know, you get past they won. Good. The standings are good. Great. Should we just go home, turn the lights off? Because that's all we have to say is that, yay, I'm glad they won. Well, I mean, of course not. That does not make the machine run. So you start getting into style points, and the style points are always, and like for some, you know, style points even has a negative connotation because it implies that I care more about how it looks and how it feels than what the actual result is, which is not exactly true. The reason you're focused on it is what you just said. When I need it, right, am I going to need to go run for help, or am I just going to have a button to press? Oh, I know how to do this. I need it now. This team is shutting my run game down, or I'm down by 14 and it's the third quarter, or whatever it is. Will I be able to just press the button and go? I know it's not that simple, but basically that's what we have been missing and fearing that they did not have anymore. Because of all this talk about the receivers and separation and trust and all, just all of it. And we got it on Sunday, and you got it against a team that likes to be aggressive and come after you, and they handled it. I mean, they had their bumps early, but they figured it out. And that's why my word, you know, we're Sesame Street or anything, but my word for the day was encouraging. You got evidence that they still can find that pitch if they're going to need it. And, you know, I would bet that they will at some point. And it had been a while. You mentioned, I think, I asked this question of you either on postgame or yesterday, and it was the Baltimore game. It was the last time the running game didn't really get off. And they still won. And, you know, Baltimore, they had a frantic comeback, and Allen threw for 250 yards in the fourth quarter. Of course, we saw them be able to throw that. That was really the last time. The Chiefs game was a more measured, you know, it was tactically excellent, but it wasn't explosive, really. There were a couple of plays down the field to the tight ends. It was just good to see, healthy to see.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later.
Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And hopefully they know how to access it, you know, whenever necessary. Because, again, it had been a while since they really had that.
I'm okay with our having a word of the day.
Okay.
Maybe we could sell that to somebody. Mm. The secret word. Ogallala is today's secret word. Sesame Street had the letter of the day,
I think.
Secret letter.
Okay.
Right?
I don't remember.
Pee-wee's Playhouse had a secret word.
Yeah?
Did you ever watch that?
Yes.
I loved Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yes. We watched it as adults.
Oh, so smart. Good for you.
Yeah.
Loved Pee-wee's Playhouse. I found it somewhere a few years ago and spent like a week with it. Then I forgot and was over. It was done.
I mean, we may have been inhaling cans of Milwaukee's Best that were $3.99 a 12-pack or something while we were doing it.
Why not?
We watched it as adults.
Sure, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that happened.
You and Brad?
Yeah, it's pre-Brad.
Great show. It was a great show. Ross Tucker coming up at 5. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.